Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Today we have some big news that NASA, IBM, and Hugging Faces have all joined forces to make a truly impressive AI technology. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into what is going on here and what the implications for AI are. Now, the first thing I want to say is this is fairly unprecedented. NASA obviously has a very insane amount of data, and they have a really powerful data set that's typically hard for people to get their hands on. So a high caliber coalition like NASA, Hugging Faces, and IBM makes a lot of sense, but what exactly are they doing? What I will say is that essentially Hugging Faces, which is an open source AI platform, announced today the availability of IBM's WatsonX.ai, which is a geospatial frontier model. So this model is built from NASA's satellite data, and it's set to be the largest geospatial foundational model on Hugging Face, making it probably the first ever open source AI foundational model built in collaboration with NASA. So already a steady rise in available data, environmental science really kind of grapples with the challenges of rapidly changing global conditions. And I think it's projected that by 2024, scientists will have access to an amazing 250,000 terabytes of data from this new NASA mission, which is essentially posing a significant challenge to data analysts. As part of the whole Space Act agreement with NASA, IBM committed to building an AI foundation model for geospatial data earlier this year. So this has been in the works for a little while. But the idea here is that it is aiming to address a lot of these challenges that people have been facing. So by making this geospatial foundational model accessible through Hugging Faces, I think this initiative really moves towards democratizing AI applications and accessibility, fostering a lot of really novel insights and innovations in environmental and earth sciences specifically. And that's kind of what this is all about, is building a really powerful earth sciences model that has so much incredible data here. So Sirium Raghaven, who's the vice president of IBM Research AI, said that the crucial role of open source technologies in propelling critical areas of discovery like environmental protection are super important. And by uniting IBM's AI systems designed for flexibility and reusability with NASA's, you know, really comprehensive Earth satellite data and also the Hugging Faces platform, the goal is to implement quicker and more significant solutions for the protection and improvement of the planet. So the idea here is that essentially NASA has a ton of really powerful Earth satellite data covering the entire globe. And by being able to essentially create a really profound AI model off of this, they're using this essentially, well, first off, it's open source, so anyone can use it, which is absolutely amazing. Really big perk of, you know, this whole system and doing it with Hugging Faces. But a lot of people are saying for different environmental reasons that this is a really big player, being able to predict what will happen in certain environments, in certain areas, what has happened. There's going to be all sorts of amazing takeaways, I think, that this is going to contribute to science on a global scale. Jeff Booter, who is the head of product and growth at Hugging Faces, he emphasized that AI's progression relies heavily on information sharing and collaboration. He also, of course, is a big champion of open source AI and open models and open kind of data set releases. And he says this is a really critical component in ensuring that technology serves as many people as possible. So Kevin Murphy said, you know, something relatively similar, but he's essentially the chief science data officer at NASA. And he expressed hope that foundation models can transform the way observational data is interpreted. And he says it's going to be leading to deeper insights into our planet. So open sourcing these models, I think, has the potential to really significantly increase the impact of the models that they're building right now. But what I think is really interesting is that they essentially jointly trained IBM and NASA models together. And then that, they say, has shown really remarkable progress, because essentially they're utilizing harmonized Landsat Sentinel-2 satellite data, which is HLS. But they've collected this over 1 year across the continental United States, and it has demonstrated a 15% improvement over existing techniques. So they were also able to do this using about half the amount of labeled data. So this base model could be redeployed to monitor, you know, critical environmental factors like deforestation, crop yield, and all sorts of other things, which I think is really, really powerful. And of course, I think what's great here is you have three great companies. IBM obviously is doing a lot with AI. They have their Watson model that they're really ramping up. We, of course, have NASA, who is just really big on being able to grab all the satellite data and getting imagery and data sets that really no one else can get. A very innovative in its own right. And then Hugging Faces, which is able to kind of facilitate the open sourcing of this entire model. So three amazing players working together. I think this is really, really cool. IBM and NASA, alongside Clark University, are currently adapting the model for applications like, you know, time series segmentation and similarity research. And that specific initiative follows IBM's previous announcement of its collaboration with NASA, which is essentially aiming to enhance the analysis of satellite images and propel scientific discovery. There's so much that I think we can learn from a massive data set like this, and then integrating that into an actual AI model. So also aligning with NASA's decades-long kind of open source science initiative, as well as the 2023 year of open science, I think this effort really kind of celebrates the benefits and success of openly sharing data, information, and knowledge. And I think that the open source model is going to have a big impact. I think it's going to be a really valuable resource for the scientific community, and IBM plans to also launch a commercial version as part of its environmental intelligence suite, its EIS, and they're doing that later this year. So it's kind of cool that they're doing the open source version first. They're going to be doing a corporate version later, of course, the enterprise version. I'd be really curious to see what the differences are. Perhaps the open source is just for researchers and scientists, and the enterprise version is if you're planning on actually like integrating this into a product, making money off of it. So I think it's going to be really interesting. And I wonder, my assumption, I'm not 100% sure, but my assumption is that in order to make this like enterprise version, IBM had to just like agree to make an open source version as well for scientists. So that's probably what we're seeing here, which is absolutely amazing. I would assume that that push is coming from NASA, who's, you know, who's pretty famous for having that kind of mentality. And if that's the case, well done to NASA for getting something like this open source and in the hands of different people to be able to, you know, not just have this incredible model and this incredible data set exclusively, you know, owned by just one corporation, especially when like NASA, you know, is a governmental agency funded by taxpayers. If they were giving over data sets to a corporation to just to monetize, that would seem a little funny. So I think this is really cool. I think the commercial variant forms part of IBM's broader initiative to develop and train AI models for a variety of tasks, displaying IBM's commitment to really advancing AI technology in service of, you know, scientific discovery and so many other things. So I think this is really cool news. I'm excited to see how this progresses, and it's going to be exciting to see, you know, what kind of scientific discoveries we're able to make with this geospatial model coming out of NASA, IBM, and Hugging Faces. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150, and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.